Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking how to be an entrepreneur game changer with Peter Voog.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
So I had a chance to sit and chat with Peter for a few minutes at the Success Live conference event in Long Beach a couple weekends ago, and I was so inspired by our conversation. Peter is definitely a millennial entrepreneur that is on fire. He's got so many different things going on, but he really has this passion to create a movement with other millennial entrepreneurs and inspire them to, you know, go after their dreams and not be afraid of failing. And I think this is a really good message that just isn't talked about enough, right? So I hope you enjoy my conversation with Peter and that he inspires you to take some action and to launch your entrepreneur idea if you haven't already. And if you have, hopefully to build it bigger and better than ever before. All right, Peter, I'm so excited to have you join us on the podcast.
Me too. I'm excited to be here.
So we're here at Success Live. You literally just walked off the stage. Give us a little flavor, maybe one or two kind of big gems that you talked about in your talk.
I think one was just shifting your circle of influence and really evaluating who you're around, because your circle of influence makes or breaks you. So I just talked about getting rid of toxic people. Your life is too short to be around people that are toxic, that don't make you feel exceptional. And I talked about the importance of focusing on mastery. There's so much information out there. Focus on mastering the information and making sure it's relevant to your vision. And I ended with something I say a lot that I really feel like resonates is, most people don't tell themselves right now matters. So people that are listening to this, right now matters. Right after this podcast, do something, take some action, because most people spend the first half of their life saying they're too young.
Yep.
Then they say the second half, I'm too old. So now matters more than ever. So I think that's some of the keys I talked about that I think resonated with people.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you can just start by taking like small steps. Like I think sometimes people think you have to make, you know, you go from, you know, having this idea to suddenly having millions of dollars in the bank. And, you know, I'm sure in your own experience, like it can be a slow kind of frustrating build as an entrepreneur.
It's funny you say that. If people, I'll say people, years of frustration, that was me, is I want things so fast that if I don't have them, I'm frustrated and I get anxiety. But I've learned to enjoy the journey and just take it day by day. And when you appreciate the journey and you stay intentional throughout the journey, you will get there. And I see people comparing themselves on social media and just like, yeah. Oh, he has that, I don't have that. It's like, stop doing that.
Right.
Just compare yourself to who you were yesterday. If you have progress, then you're doing a great job. But I was like that. I was like, I want these 50 things tomorrow.
If not,
I'm going to be pissed.
Right. And it's unrealistic. I mean, it's like putting too much pressure on yourself. 100%. Yeah.
And pressure on yourself is okay. But if it makes sense and if it's like consistent and it's possible.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Awesome. So you're a leading entrepreneur authority for millennials. Right. So give us a little kind of insight into this. So the millennial generation is this big entrepreneurial generation. Why do you think this is happening? What's leading this movement?
Well, I think it's needed. It's needed to shift our culture. And I think innovation and problem solving is leading it. I mean, if you look at the top technology brands right now that are crushing it,
right,
whether it's an Instagram or a Snapchat, whether it's an Uber, whether it's Facebook, they are all created by millennials.
Right, yeah.
And the thing that frustrates me is a lot of people talk down to millennials. Like, they're not the greatest generation of all time. They're this and they're lazy. Yeah, every generation had people that are lazy and entitled. That's fine. But the small percentage of game-changing millennials are really shifting this culture. So I think it's starting with just people wanting to problem solve and people seeing issues in the world that need to be addressed. And technology has allowed us now, thank goodness, to be able to reach a lot of people. If you have to get an issue out there, you can go online. It can go viral and you can reach 50 million people in a week.
Yep.
Couldn't do that 15 years ago. So yes, I don't want to take all credit for millennials, but I think in this time with this technology being revealed, it's the best time to try and shift this culture and create a movement and make the world a better place. And I'm grateful that millennials are doing that. And the reason I said that is because I trained a lot of millennials. I'm still a millennial and I've really connected with a lot of millennials.
Yeah.
At a young age. So I just feel like it's my obligation to really guide them and help them and stuff like that. And I hate people talking crap about them.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You obviously love them because you have a podcast.
Of course, yes. It's my focus.
I might have to
focus.
Leave this podcast if you don't like millennials.
Oh, no. That's where my heart is. So, you know, everybody who's an entrepreneur, they always talk about, you know, these great successes, right? So all the amazing things that they can achieve, but not a lot of people talk about, you know, maybe a couple different roadblocks that they've had to overcome. Is there anything that sticks out to you in your journey that was, you know, maybe a failure or was a hardship for you?
I'm not joking. We could talk about this for an hour.
Right.
So, I feel like I've built my success off failures. Mm-hmm. I've had more failures than I feel anybody, but that's how you should feel.
Yeah.
It's just taking the perspective that failure is needed to sharpen your perspective. That obviously is important.
Right.
So for me, I mean, we could talk about failures for an hour.
Right.
I mean, I got into entrepreneurship and then failed and went broke and got discouraged and got stressed out. I didn't have money to go to the drive-thru. I felt like I had no choices. That's one. Mm-hmm. And then I got into an industry that wasn't really fully relevant to me, so I had to switch. I've made bad, when I was younger, I had some times to invest in money with the stock with some friends.
Yeah, sure.
Lost all my money there.
Right.
We can talk about failures for a long time. But I think for me, the biggest failure, it's not a failure because it was a stepping stone and it gives me the hunger I have now, was telling all my family and all my friends and leaving college early saying, I'm going to be an entrepreneur and then going broke and failing.
Right.
So I'm thinking I let myself down, my family down, my parents down, my friends down. And that was tough.
Right.
But if I did not have that happen, I would not have the hunger I have now. So I think people need to understand if you're not going through failure, you're not succeeding. You're not going to succeed fast. And having a high tolerance for stress and pressure is a skill successful people are paid for. Mm. So if you don't have pressure that you're putting on yourself, or if you don't have a little bit of of failure coming up in the entrepreneurial world, you're not going to be tough enough.
Yeah. How do you pick yourself up from those moments?
Circle of influence, having mentors. If I didn't have mentors, if I didn't have people I was looking up to or inspired by, I probably would have let my failure define me. Mm-hmm. So two things, mentors and then compelling reasons. I had so many reasons why I wanted to succeed that no matter what the failure was, I used my reasons as fuel to pull me through. So people listening to this, if they're going through a challenge, you have to have strong, compelling reasons on the other side to pull you past the challenge.
Right.
And it did that. And I thought about instances that really frustrated me that I never forgot about. Like any simple examples, my parents had a 25th wedding anniversary. One of my mom's close friends couldn't make it, and it kind of crushed her. And you can guess why she couldn't make it. She's 45, 50 because she couldn't get off work and she didn't have money.
Right.
So I'm like 18, like, how is it possible that you're that age and you have no money?
Right.
And of course, I know people are struggling, so I don't mean to make people feel bad, but the reality is I'm 18, like I never want to feel that way. I don't ever want to have someone else tell me that. So that just fires me up, and I want to help people that do have money issues, but you just got to remember these things that drive you and really push you forward, so that's what I did.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Yeah, awesome. So while we're talking about money, you talk about 6 months to six figures. You know, for those entrepreneurs and people out there that are just kind of starting on this journey, what are a few tips that you can give people so they can launch in that direction?
I would definitely check out 6 months to six figures. be honest, give the roadmap in there. But I think it's really defining your end result and your ideal outcome,
right,
and understanding that money is attracted to value. Mm-hmm. The more influence you have, the more problems you solve, the more people you reach, the more money you make. And
right,
if you just focus on money, it's tough to get it. You have to focus on value and creating raving fans and being different and being unique, and the money will come. So every time I focus strictly on money, I was just talking to Ryan Blair about this like a month and a half ago. He said the same thing. He goes, every time I strictly focus on money, I don't get it. When I focus on building value, building a company that matters, the money comes.
Right.
So I think I would tell them is just get really crystal clear on what they want and what their ideal outcome is in 6 months, and map out and reverse engineer back to what they need to do this week, this month, and then the next month, 90 days, and then the 6 months. So I just think too many people don't have a clear roadmap.
Right.
They'll say, I want more money, I want to be successful. It's like, yeah, but what are the details? Like, you have to get really
monomaniacal,
like down to the, how many employees do you want? How many hours are you working a week? How involved are you in the business? Who is your mentor? Like, how, like, you need to get that deep. So that's what I tell them, is just get crystal clear on why you want what you want and what you're willing to give up, but also the end result too. And because these days, I know 15-year-olds that are going to make $1 million.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? Yeah, I mean,
there's no shortage of money.
Yeah.
There's just a shortage of people willing to change and become more valuable that people need to realize.
And to kind of take those bold steps and step out there and say, I have something of value.
100%. Yeah, exactly. Having confidence to take a step and giving your value out there as well. And with money, it's a tricky subject because money's not really taught in school. And a lot of people don't like talking about money, our
right,
old generation. That's why I love talking about it. And I think the only people that don't like talking about money are the people that really might not have it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm younger. I don't ever talk about money because no one really talked about it. And now I'm like, why would we not talk about something that's so important? It's not about the money. It's about the freedom.
My mission is to make it a dinner time conversation with your friends.
100%.
You know? So it's not a stressful thing.
100%. It shouldn't be stressful. And a lot of people don't want to talk about money, but they don't have any.
Right.
How are you going to get money? It's going to appear. You could watch The Secret and they'll just say, think about it and it comes.
Right.
That probably won't work.
You got to do a little bit more than that.
You have
awesome
to actually do it.
Well, thanks so much for sharing some of your tips. So how can the listeners find you?
PeterJVoog.com is my website. And they can check me out. I'm pretty active on Instagram, which is PeterJVoog. And then we have an academy that's GameChangersMovement.com if they want to check that out. But yeah, I appreciate your time and I'm excited to see what you can do as well, because you guys are making a big impact as well.
I told you he was pretty awesome. Was I not right? I'm so inspired by Peter. In fact, when we were sitting there, like all these ideas started flooding through my head, and it just reminded me why I love being an entrepreneur, why I love having ideas, and really why I feel a sense of responsibility over this podcast and the message I'm trying to send, and you know, my overall kind of mission that I'm on to really help educate everyone about personal finance and help this not be so scary. So head on over to the show notes. We've got all the links to Peter. You can also check out more information about the Success Live event. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And do me a favor, if you love this podcast, share it with your friends, head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.